Well, the press should be saying 99% of the COVID hospitalized patients did not get early treatment. That's what they all have in common. And because the statement that 99% of the people are unvaccinated, it just isn't true. This is the confidential, this was leaked by the Washington Post. If you go to the presentation, you can click on this and get verify that it's really an original CDC slide. Look at this. Hey, 15%, 9%, you know, this is the yellow here is hospitalized, 9%, and this is deaths, fully vaccinated, 15%. And look, the curves are going up. They're not going down, folks. So much for the this misinformation that they've been spreading they should be spreading this. This is what they should be telling people. So, not going to happen anytime soon. Don't get your hopes up. Congress is still completely snowed by Fauci and who he funded the creation of COVID. No Democrat who's the chairman of a committee, any Democrat who's the chairman of a committee can request Tony Fauci's unredacted emails. None of them will do it. They will never ask the NIH for his unredacted emails because it would blow the whole lid on the thing. It would show that there was a cover-up and he knew about it. That's why there are all these redactions when they got the emails released on this FOIA request. There are all these redactions which were, a lot of them were illegal. But nobody wants to know what happened, what really happened, because we can't tell because it was all redacted. Nobody, no Democrat will ask for Tony Fauci's unredacted emails. What does that tell you? That tells you that they know the guy did it and they don't want to expose him. Man, he funded the creation of COVID. He then covered it up, claiming, oh, it's natural origin. You know, and we all saw the late night skit with Jon Stewart, you know, and yeah, the card says the COVID, you know, that anyway. No government wants to go against the false narrative, so nobody in the United States will ever try early treatment. They don't want to be seen as being anti-science because they're told that early treatments don't work. Now, ironically, there actually are being anti-science by violating evidence-based medicine, precautionary principle of medicine, and use the principle of my favorite, which is use all available evidence. It's a great article. I encourage everybody to read number three and also number two. So these people who are claiming, saying that we're not going to try it are being anti-science. But because they're doing what the NIH says and AMA, they're seen as pro-science, but it's not. It's pro-AMA. It's pro-NIH. It's not pro-science. So let me show you how science used to work. So in the old days, sort of pre-2021, they had this thing called evidence-based medicine. It's a pyramid. Expert opinions at the bottom. So expert opinion is like the CDC, NIH, AMA recommendations. That's kind of at the bottom of the pyramid. These are the experts, you know, looking at the data, saying, you know, here's what we think. And then at the very top, there's the meta-analysis, the systematic reviews and meta-analysis that are peer-reviewed and published. Ivermectin has a bunch of these. Ivermectin's at the top of the evidence-based pyramid. The NIH and FDA are saying, well, our opinion, our expert opinion is it doesn't work. Okay, so basically, you see, it used to be in the old days, we used to trust the meta-analysis because that's above the randomized controlled trials, which is above this, which is above, you know. But now it's all about what do the FDA, you know, it's like the pyramid is now inverted. And there was a memo sent out. I never got the memo. It went out to everybody except for me and a bunch of other people. And it says, hey, we're going to invert the pyramid. So now expert opinion that comes from the FDA, NIH, and AMA, those things are now at the top of the pyramid, and stuff with the systematic reviews and meta-analysis sets at the bottom. We're just inverting it. It is unbelievable that they are doing this to science. But hey, welcome to the new world. We used to do debate in science, and now it's all about censorship. Medical freedom is dying. You should be able to get the drugs you need, and you shouldn't be forced to take any drugs you don't want. Number two refers to the vaccines, and number one refers to ivermectin. You don't have medical freedom today. It is gone. 2021 is the year that medical freedom went away, and nobody in Congress gives a hoot about it. Right? They're not going to do anything. They're happy to take away your medical freedom. And when I call my Democratic congressman, who I've donated to over the last 20 years, they don't return my calls anymore. Their staffs delete my emails. Medical freedom is dead. It's sad. And it's not just in the US. Australia's fallen too, and the unvaccinated will be locked out of society. They're forcing you to take an unsafe vaccine. Now, so you can, there are ways to take action and maybe make a difference, I don't know. Meet in large groups with your member of Congress during the September recess. So in other words, post Labor Day, all of these members should be in their offices, and you want to get a stop to the vaccine mandates, at a minimum, right? That's like the minimum ask, but the vaccines themselves are unsafe. But if we can at least stop the mandates, we can at least stop the carnage and loss of life. You can follow me on Twitter. I'll probably be banned from Twitter after doing this. I have accounts at Gab and Getter. You can follow me there. You can join vaccinevictims.locals.com. It's free to join there. And that way I can communicate to you, via another platform as well. Please register if you oppose vaccine mandates and want to be alerted to other videos in this series. Promote this video and the slide decks on every social media platform you're on. Hopefully you won't get banned and blocked. You have my permission to create any kind of derivative works. Take my slide deck, repurpose it, do a better job than I did in communicating it, create a shorter video than I am, whatever. And please talk to your doctor about early treatment and get the drugs. And if you don't, if your doctor won't, then you look at the next slide. So the next slide is a bunch of references and resources. So there are two main articles. This article, so if you go to skirsch.io, then you look at this article, and this is all about how to treat COVID, long-haul COVID, and COVID vaccine side effects. And it also tells how to, if you're forced to take the vaccine, how to mitigate the effects so that you can reduce the side effects from the vaccine. Unfortunately, they don't allow that drug to be used. It's called ivermectin. You're not allowed to get it in any pharmacy anymore. So unfortunately, you can't save your own life. So if you're forced to take the vaccine, you want to mitigate your side effects, which you really should do, because you don't want to end up like my friend who's going to be in pain for the rest of his life. Sorry, they won't let you get access to the drug that you need in America today. You probably have to go to Mexico. You probably go to Mexico and get ivermectin. You go to India and get ivermectin. You just can't get it here. This is United States. Vaccine resources, these have links to this presentation. So you can click through on any of the hyperlinks here. It has links to over 600 pages of documentation. My favorite one is why Americans are refusing to be vaccinated. It's one of my latest pieces of work. It has like 180 reasons why Americans should not be vaccinated. And I have yet to find, I always go to people and I say, hey, I got 180 reasons. Which one do you want to argue with me on? And they can't win any of the 180. I've got 180 and I say, hey, pick the one that you think you can win with me on a debate that you can actually convince me that I got it wrong. Pick the one that's easiest for you. Nobody can even get one of these. It's sad. Anyway, you got the COVID stuff. It talks about prophylaxis, early treatment, got vaccine stuff, this president, blah, 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 blah. It's all there for you, laid on the website in just these two articles. So super convenient. And actually, we are at the end of this presentation. So, hey, thanks very much for watching this. If you got to the end here, that's great. And again, I'll leave this up here for the final moments. But you know, if you really did get to the end here, I can't thank you enough for listening, because I've talked for a long time. I didn't even keep track of this, but it's a long video. But the information here is important, and it will save lives. And I hope you believe it, because you know I'm doing this to save lives. I'm not an evil person like a lot of people accuse me of. This is all about the data. And the more I learn about this this vaccine, the more troubling it is to me. You know, like I just learned about the troponin levels after vaccination, right? That they're elevated, you know, for months. And I'm like, you know, it's like every day I learn something new and it's another horror story. And that's why I created this video to get it out. And a lot of people actually counseled me and they said, you can't tell people that 200,000 people died because it's just so far from zero that they won't believe you. They'll turn off. As soon as they see that, they'll say, there's no way what this guy is telling you is correct. And look, if I told you less, I'd be doing a disservice. And I know a lot of people that basically aren't going to tell you that it's 200,000 because they're smarter than me. They're going to take people's advice to say, don't go there. It's a bridge too far. And you need to get them over the hump that maybe a few people have died or 10 people have died, and you know, get them to that point. I'm just more of a tell it like it is. This is what the data says. Look, I would just not feel that I'm being honest with you if I said, well, over 10 people died, because I'd be misleading you. So yeah, I have a problem, because the truth is that this vaccine is so incredibly dangerous. It should never have been put on the market. People are not analyzing the data correctly. And it's a shame here that this this group of people, it'd be hard to go back here. Let me see if I can do it. Maybe page up does it. There we go. No. Anyway, the group of people here, there we go. These are smart guys. John won't get involved in any debates, and Peter won't, and Alex probably won't. But you know, Robert Malone and Brett Weinstein and Chris Martinson and Peter McCullough, there are a bunch of other people. Jessica Rose, who's our VAERS expert. Byron Brittle, who's just awesome on the science. Matthew Crawford, who's just brilliant on the statistics. Nobody wants to debate these people. And that's the real tragedy here. We've gone from, we're now censorship. It's now government driven. Medical care is dictated from the White House. We're going to get boosters. It's not coming from the FDA. It's crazy what is going on. It's crazy that your medical freedoms have been taken away. And it's crazy that we're mandating a vaccine which has no evidence of an... In fact, the evidence that we have on the table shows it kills more people than it saves overall. Mandated. When in our history have we done this to other human beings? So I think I've repeated myself too many times. Hey, thank you. Thank you for watching this. And if you liked it, tell your friends. And if you didn't like it, don't tell anyone. Okay? So thank you very much. And we're done.